I already told Tamidi.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
good morning, Miss Garcia. This
Good
is Miss Light.
morning.
So listen, I'm looking at your message. I'm trying to better understand the message. So you were saying
Okay.
that you were missing money from which pay week? Because I'm looking at your pay stub.
So for this pay week, I saw in the bank that was deposited 300 and something. Let me check. Because I can't look at my
last
for
week,
some reason.
398.96.
Last week, yeah.
Okay, so
Uh-huh.
Let me explain to you how that works. So if you go clock in late, you need to clock out late. The system is only going to pay you for what you clock in and out for. So on the 8th, which was Friday, you only clocked in for 3.5 hours. So that's why that was short. You clocked in at 1:30 and you clocked out at 5:03. So you got to keep in mind, if you don't clock in at 9 and you clock out on time, the system is only going to pay you what you clocked in and out for. You should have had clocked out those hours difference from you clocking in so late.
Ah, I see.
That's how that works, yes.
And I thought I had fixed it.
No, babe, you clocked. I'm looking at all your clocks. So the problem was.
No, I believe you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the problem was because you guys was in my caseload and I was handling your file at the time, when I see that, I try to grab hours from another day and add them hours on that day. There wasn't enough to add. So the only day it was enough to add, because you work 8 hours shifts. So I added 45 minutes to Monday. I added a half an hour to Wednesday, but there was no additional time to add.
Okay. So how do we fix that?
So what I can do is I'm going to send you that same link I send you for your new coordinator. You can click on that same link, and you can add, let me see, because you got a half an hour there, which gave you 4 hours. You got 45 minutes there. So you only entitled to 3 hours and 15 minutes for that Friday shift, because I add hours to Monday and I add hours to Wednesday. So technically that week you only miss in 3 hours and 15 minutes. So you can click on that link and add a shift for the 8th. Add a shift for the 8th, and then just make sure you put 5 p.m. to 8. What did I say? 15? To 8:15.
5 p.m. I'm doing that.
Yep, 5 p.m. until
8:15.
And that'll give you that 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay. And then what's the medical ID? I forget.
Okay, so.
I know it starts with a 5.
You can keep that handy just for your record. So, therefore, when you ever have to do a timesheet, then that would be the number that you would use all the time. So the Medicaid ID number is 53-03-92-79-65.
Okay, and then service. Okay. And then on the other hand, okay, so that's 8, okay, August 8, 5 p.m. to 8:15.
Yeah, and then I will be able to put that shift in, and I'll make a shift in there. Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. This phone is just blowing up. So, yeah.
That's okay. The other issue was the check for 8-1. So I don't know if I mentioned this before. I had a bank account that had closed, and then I had $150 going into the bank account. So what they did was they bounced it back to Family First.
Okay.
But I haven't received
okay.
it yet.
So that I can't help you on. I would have to wait until Friday when my administrator comes back in so he can kind of discuss it with the billing department to see if that bounced back. I don't have access to finding out that information in the system.
I had spoken with Amidi,
Tamidi.
I think what's her name.
Now,
What's
you
her
can
name?
speak to Tamidi or Arlita because they deals with HR. So I don't have control over seeing whether anything bounced back, but they would be able to inform you if it bounced back and it would be on, you know, the recurring week's pay period. Okay?
Gotcha.
So you have Tamidi's
And
number and Arlita's?
I think I have Tamidi's.
Okay.
I think I, because I was going back and forth with text messages. If you can transfer me to her, that would be great.
Okay. So,
but another question. Can I change my hours? Instead of working 9 to 5, can I change it like for the nighttime?
That's up to you and your client and your new coordinator because she's the one that's responsible for updating your schedule.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and
okay.
then I have another question. Last week, again, you clocked in at 2 and you clocked out at 5 on Monday.
Last week on Monday?
Yep. So that's only a 3-hour shift.
I have to fix that then?
So, yeah. So...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me go back here. All right.
So,
so
when you're clocking, if you don't clock out 8 hours difference, the system is only going to pay you for what you clocked in and out for.
For what I clocked in and out. What day was that?
So 8/11, you need 5 more hours.
Five more hours. So that would be. What time did I clock
you
in?
You clocked in at 2 p.m. and clocked out at 5.
So I need to put it in for 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, at 9.
Yes.
From 9 to 2,
yep.
right? From 9 a.m. to 2 a.m.
And just those other days that I told you that you need a timesheet for the 13th and the 15th.
Yeah, I sent it to her already.
Okay, gotcha.
I sent it to her. So on 8/11, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., 5 hours total. Okay, gotcha. All right, and then I'll follow up with Amita.
Yep.
Can you transfer me
I
to her?
I sure will. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Have a blessed day.
You as well.
And sorry for the inconvenience.
That's all right. It happens. It's okay. All right?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Take care.